Hare Krishna japa, increasing taste and concentration, technique number 10, meaning meditation technique, part 8. Radha's Hare Krishna japa, part 1. In his introduction to his commentary on the Maha Mantra, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami says, "Once Srimati Radhika felt extreme sadness and separation from her beloved Shyam. To remove the pain of separation, Radhika begins to meditate on Shyam while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his extremely confidential illumination on the Maha Mantra, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad explains how Srimati Radhika experiences a most intimate meeting with her beloved Shyam while chanting his names in separation. Such intimate revelations are only accessible or possible for pure devotees, Shuddha Bhakts, absorbed in the Prem Seva of Radha Govinda. Nevertheless, just to give an idea of this highest possible meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are going to share a few of his meanings of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna and Ram all mean Krishna. Usually we've been hearing to this point that Hare means Ladini Shakti, Radharani, and Krishna Ram means Purushottam, Lila Purushottam, Sri Krishna. But in Radha's conception and Radha's meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, every word indicates Krishna. So now when Radha chants Hare Krishna, she calls out, "Oh Hari, you captivate my mind and take away my mind with just the sound of your name and your unique sweetness. Oh Krishna, you attract everyone with your eternally manifest, unlimited transcendental bliss. Oh Hari, the fascinating sound of your murali steals my shyness, patience, fear, and gravity. O Krishna, your lovely bodily fragrance pulls me from my home into the forest of Braj. O Krishna, upon seeing me, you pull my bodice and entice me to enter the Kunj." Thus concludes a sample of part of the Maha Mantra meaning by Raghunath Das Goswami. In other words, according to one's individual realization and perception, he can see Radha and Krishna, Radha Govinda Yugal within the Maha Mantra, having union and separation, or having different leelas together, or from the angle of Radharani, which is the way that the Raghunuga Bhaktas pursuing Radhadasyam and Mantri Bhav Upasana, they will take this angle. They will chant Hare Krishna, thinking every word means Krishna, and the Mantris will, even as sadhakas, in sadhaka rup, they're chanting, thinking that they're nourishing Radharani's feelings of ecstasy when she's in union and meeting with Krishna, and they will chant the Maha Mantra. Or when Radharani is separated from Krishna, then the sadhaka, the Mantri Bhav sadhaka of Raghunuga Bhakti, he or she will chant in the mood and meaning the Maha Mantra like Radharani, and then that chanting will soothe Radharani's pain of separation, because the Mantri Bhav sadhaka is chanting, thinking that each word means Krishna, coming to Radharani and meeting her and being with her very intimately. So this union and Sambhog Milan in the Maha Mantra will be very comforting and solacing and satisfying to Srimati in her separation from Shyam.